What do you say then to all the people who know what you've said and have been deeply offended by it? It's all right saying sorry, but that's not good enough for them. Obviously, they'll be perhaps delighted to hear that you're resigning.
I know they will be, but the fact is, I try to explain that what I have done over the last 27 years, that this is my first indiscretion. Not that there's any excuse for that. And most are actually sympathetic to me, those I've spoken to.
How have councillors reacted to the news that you did make this remark? Have you had support from them or?
All the councillors that's rung me, and there must be a good, at least half a dozen, has asked me not to resign, to stick in there because they know what I am, they know what I'm like, and they find it strange that I've made this remark. They know this is against my character, and they're supportive of me.
Having said that, I think the officer in charge of Cornwall's Children's Services has actually come out in public and branded the comments you made as being cruel and ignorant. It's very unusual to have a paid official of a local authority criticise an individual councillor like that.
Yeah, I agree. I can't say more than I agree with him. He's another member, if you like, of the public. Although he's a council official, he's also a member of the public and entitled to his views. So, yes, I was wrong. I admit it. And I'll continue to apologise.
I think Cornwall Council actually gives members and staff the opportunity for training in equality and diversity matters, how to relate to disability groups, minority groups, and so on. Have you had any of that training?
I had this training, and it was back in December, perhaps 12 months too late. But yes, I have that. I probably had it at the beginning of the council, but I can't recall. But I certainly had it back in December.
Can you sleep at night knowing you've said what you've said, and the fact that by saying that you've basically ruined almost a lifetime career in local politics?
Very painful. I don't think I slept last night. I probably won't sleep tonight. I'm not eating. I hope I can last.
Is this incident going to live with you perhaps for every day of the rest of your life?
I think it's bound to. I think it's bound to. It's continual regret. I'm hoping I will cope with it. We will see.